We are ready. Ready in Chamesh, Arba, Shalosh, Shtaim.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
Hello, mommies. I got some tickets left on the Gramercy Theater, New York City, early show, March 23rd, March 24th, Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut. And then doing the Netflix festival in L.A. at the Masonic Lodge at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, May 8th, ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets. Buy your lipstick if you haven't already, ChristinaPOnline.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With me is Shane Torres, everybody.
Ooh-hoo! Nice to see you. Thank you, guys.
You just released a special, The Blue-Eyed Mexican.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
On Bert's YouTube channel.
Bert and Leanne produced it.
I love them so much.
They're the best. Yeah.
You are a Blue-Eyed Mexican. That's very rare.
Yeah.
I have a friend, Alan. He's a Blue-Eyed Mexican, too.
Yeah.
And he grew up in, we'll cut out his last name. My friend Alan, we'll cut out. And he grew up in like a hard part of LA with real, you know.
Is he half white
or is he
like one of the Mexican dudes who's like,
I don't know, dude,
fully Mexican who happens to be like,
I think he looks like you, like you're whatever you are. That's his color. I don't know. We got to call
poor
him
bastard.
Yeah. But he's like, you know, they fuck with me because I got these blue eyes. Did you get fucked with by Mexicans? Because, you know,
I mean, I definitely was not like Mexican in like a comparative sense at all. Yeah. Like, most of my friends were like if I tried to hang out with Mexican guys, they would be like, yeah, you're fine. But I wasn't, like, I didn't look it. You know, I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, get out of here.
But it was pretty Mexican neighborhood in Texas. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, I did not. I did not get too much of it. But
your mom's a white lady?
Yeah. My mom was from Southern Ireland. She's a little village called Carkinlish, which is like, I don't know, like 200 people.
How the fuck did she meet your dad then?
I'm from Fort Worth, which is about 3 hours north of here. She was a nurse, and when they was becoming a bigger city, they were recruiting nurses.
Mm.
And then my dad had been, he was going to be a priest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they kicked him out of the seminary because he was, like, got drunk on sacrament. I don't know what he did. It's probably for the best, but he got kicked out, and his friend got an apartment, and above him lived all these Irish nurses. And that's, so that's the short, abridged version of a cute.
How interesting. I wonder what got him kicked out. Is it seminary school or
whatever? Yeah.
So
it was a fucking big deal.
Yeah, that is a big deal to get kicked out of seminary or whatever.
Well, like, if you're Mexican, too, and you have a priest in the family,
it's the best.
Yeah, you're like, you're pretty made. Yeah. And we were,
That's true.
Well, I mean, I'm fine with it, obviously, but, it was like a big deal. My grandmother wouldn't let him back in the house. My grandfather wouldn't let him back in the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And that's an interesting personality type, because I actually know somebody, too, that wanted to be a priest, a Mexican guy.
Alan?
Not Alan. No, Alan's my beautiful hairdresser. But so I know a different guy grew up like kind of in L.A., and he wanted to do that and instead had like a family and kids and stuff. And I always wonder like what made him leave the calling to priesthood and live a secular life,
kind of,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just Catholicism. Like, I think people, like, my mom's brother was a priest.
Yeah.
And,
That's interesting, too.
Yeah.
Your mother,
like, I think
the
Catholicism had a big thing to deal with their marriage. Like,
yes.
Mexican, Irish, yeah, like.
Oh, my God, yeah, those are two ultra-Catholic communities. Yeah,
so I think that had and my parents met, not, like, later, but definitely late enough to be, like, and they're of a generation where they were like, what do you mean you're not married and you don't have kids at 24? So they were like probably in their 30s.
Right.
So they were just like, well, we should do this now. We're both Catholic. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah, I know. I think it felt like obligatory to some degree. Yeah.
So you've got like mega Catholic blood in your DNA.
Sadly.
Mega
yeah.
guilt. Is there a lot of guilt?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everything is. Yeah. But
yeah.
I mean, I haven't been to Mass in like 30 years probably.
Did you grow up going to Catholic school?
Not Catholic school, but like, you know, church every Sunday, some events, you know, like we were like, you know, first communion, confession, all of that shit. My older brother got confirmed, but I never got confirmed. My parents divorced before that happened. So, So then they were like, we're not going to church anymore. And I was like, fine.
Yeah, they got kicked out. They got so what happened? So how old are you when they divorced?
I think it was 12.
Dang.
Yeah.
I always feel like when kids get divorced, parents at that age is even worse than just when, to never have known your parents together.
Yeah.
Or to know a family and then have it ripped from you, I think is way worse.
I think that was an interesting thing. But now I look back on it and I'm like, oh, they just never should. Like, they should have done it early. You know, like, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't as horrid and chaotic as some households. Like, they just, I don't know. Do you ever have a vision of your parents, like, being in love?
Never.
Like,
No, I do. Sorry. I have one. Actually, yes. There's a photograph I have of the two of them in Hungary when they were teenagers. My parents met when they were like 15 and 16 years old.
Really?
And I have the image of them as young teenagers. And like my mother was in a bikini and my dad was in his bathing suit. And they were by like the
Just like a handsome young couple.
Yeah, by the Balaton or something. And they were like, yeah, just like a beautiful teenage couple. And that's how I think of them.
Yeah.
You know, before all this, you know, escaping from Hungary, coming to Canada, having me, coming, and all life takes over.
Yeah. And just like the trek they took.
Relationships,
fucking crazy. Yeah. Like, I don't ever remember my parents being, it felt like very, like, obligatory. Like, they had a job and a function.
Oh, how sad. You never saw them, like, loving.
No. And it hasn't affected me at all.
No. Just made you funny.
Yeah, I'm very open. Yeah, I'm very open. I don't run from anything.
Not avoidant at all.
No. I don't create hurdles that I know I won't be able to jump over in a year when they want to move in together.
Oh, is that what you do?
That's like a big one for me.
Yeah.
I'm like,
so you found a lady, like, let's say
several.
Several. I love talking about this shit. So what happened, Shane? Let's go through your
past. So I usually meet someone. And they'll be like, okay, the past three or four have been like, I'll be on the road somewhere and I'll meet someone. And like, we'll have like, you know, when you have those like fall in love weekends, but you're not really a couple. Like, you like
been 20 years, buddy.
But you know, when you like would meet, like you would hang out with someone like, it doesn't feel obligatory, but you have a really nice time for a few days.
Sure.
Like, and you go on a trip or whatever.
It's like the time I French kissed my second cousin in Budapest one summer, and we had like a 3-day. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I throw up some hurdles, but
he's fine. We're fine.
Yeah.
Blood. Yeah. Okay. So
it's by marriage, so you're fine.
Yeah. Fine. So okay, it
gets a little murky over there.
It's a little weird. Okay, so
I'll like meet someone and then we'll like there'll be a connection or whatever. Yeah. And it's nice to like I very much fall for that feeling of being away from someone and being wanted while you're gone.
Oh,
you're like
the best.
Oh, dude.
I know.
It's to me it's like you know like when you almost fall and you catch yourself and the sense of relief you have.
It's like that.
But like all day.
What a great analogy.
Yeah.
Well, because you can project an image of yourself to that other person that you think is desirable versus like the piece of shit that you really are.
Yeah. And then you like find out they're like digging. Yeah, I know. And I'm like, you're never going to fucking know what I do with all my socks. And they do like, they dig on you a little bit, you know, like, and you figure it out. Like they're like be like, oh, I went through your Instagram, you know, like, or they those guys, and you're like, oh, that's flattering, you know, like.
You like that. You like it when you know they're into you, but they like the image of you. They
and I like they, and like, I think they like getting to know me, but I very much like having my own life, you know, like, and I don't think I can ever be someone's only thing. You know, like
you know, that's so interesting. So Tom and I talked
I need other
about,
people to have shit. Like, yes, really. Like, and that's, yes, like massive for me because, like,
yes, you're I'm comic, you're traveling.
And I'm trying to, like, you know, like, I'm doing okay, but yeah, I'm not in a space I would like to be in.
Of course,
like, you know,
you've got a vision, and I think it's really important that whoever you're with shares the vision of what success looks like for both of you. So that will mean sacrifice.
Yeah.
You're not going to be there all the time. Yeah. She needs to know that. So she needs to have something in her life that can sustain her existence while you're not always there. You really are going to have to find someone who gets the vision,
yeah,
that you have.
Yeah. And I think that they're out there for sure. Like, I've dated, yeah, a woman who, sure, like, definitely could have done it,
oh,
but I didn't. This is where the communication thing comes in. Like, she tour managed bands and she was gone all,
oh,
the time. Like, cool shit. Like,
perfect,
she has a good gig. But then, like, one time she was like, I'm going to come meet you in Chicago. And I was like, oh, great. And then I was like, do you have friends in Chicago? Just because I was, like, kind of anxious about her. Like, I don't want her to come see me four nights in a row and not have, you know, like.
My backup plan, because what if it goes south? How long had you been together at that point?
Like 6 months, seven months.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So wait a minute. That's enough time to where if she were to come just to see you, would that be?
That would seem appropriate.
It's
not that it's wrong, but I have anxiety about, like, I don't really give a fuck what people think, but if I care about them, I'm very much a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Well, so, like, I was like, is she just going to come and, like, see me do six shows at Zany's? You know, like, because I want her to have, she is not going to have fun doing that after a little bit. Like, I know how it is, you know? Like, so I was like, do you have friends here? Like, and it came off very like, so I couldn't communicate it. Like, and then, like, I was going to see her like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're a fucking idiot. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, she was like, you should have just said this. This is what I do too. You're like dumb and vain. And then it all worked out like in the way of that. It was like, it was fine. And we are like, we're not together anymore, but we are fine. Like, okay, we have a good, and we dated for a while after that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a similar thing where I will invite friends to shows in cities that I've lived in. Like, I have friends in cities, and I literally just did this. Probably like, come to my show in San Francisco. You don't actually have to watch me, though. Like, you don't have to fucking watch me.
Yeah.
Don't watch me. Just hang out on
the internet. That's the fucking...
Don't watch me. Like,
it's exhausted.
Well, because, like, what if they don't like me? What if they don't think I'm funny? Then they have to lie to me after
and
I don't
say
how great
see
I was.
I, like, I don't care if they watch, but, like, bother me after. Don't text me. I'm at work.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other part. Was
where should
parking?
I park?
Yeah,
oh,
stop. Don't even fucking, I agree. It's such a hassle because it is your work.
Yeah.
It's like, and I had a hard time explaining this to people. Like, it is my job. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to entertain you.
I know it's
you.
Casual.
Yeah.
But it is.
I don't come to your office and watch
like,
you
be
type
like, where's
emails.
Yeah. It's because that would be, because you have a shitty job.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. But okay, Shane, so the only reason I know what you're saying is because I have it too. I think there's like comics have, there's like, how do I say this? There's a profound fear that I have always had of being like really seen.
Yeah.
Like really seen.
I'm a middle child of Irish triplets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have it a bit too.
So what do you mean with Irish triplets? Like, we
so
guys
like we're all within me and my brother, my older brother and my younger brother are all within about 2.5 years of one another. Like, you know, like,
poor
like
mom.
Just wrecked her. Yeah.
You fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I'm pretty
gnarly.
Sure it's the only 3 times my parents had kids or had sex.
Yeah. Yo, and like, I don't think you understand the experience of having boys.
Oh,
until you my friends with girls
older
are
now.
Like,
I see. I don't know it, but I see like why it would have been difficult.
Yeah, because my friends that have girls are like, my girls can get pretty wild. I'm like, no, they're not.
Boys are.
Do they put holes in your wall?
Yeah, like we're
put snakes on trampolines.
We're just dirty and gross. You know, like disgusting. I tell my nephew who's like about to be 12, and he's like interested in chicks. I'm like, hey man, if you're clean, you're going to go like 1,000 miles further than most of your friends.
<That's> so true.
Yeah. Like if you just like are not a filthy fuck, they'll be like, oh
yeah.
I'll let that touch me because it's not,
Or even
it,
just
it doesn't
like,
have a fucking snot wall or whatever. Yeah.
Or like washing your face. My husband doesn't wash. I'm like, you don't wash your fucking, why don't they just teach boys grooming?
Yeah.
Just wash. But then I say that.
But it's disgusting. And my mom was a nurse and she wouldn't do it. Yeah.
I can't even teach my kids to read because they can't sit still long enough. I don't know how I'm going to teach them to like.
How old are they?
Hygiene themselves. 5 and 8. They're bonkers.
Is that right? Do you remember? I don't know if you remember this, when you did your Netflix Degenerates taping.
Oh my God, I was so pregnant. That was a bad idea.
Do you remember the wall came off?
Yes.
Yeah, I was the warm up guy on that.
Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, it was the and the wall came off.
It almost hit me.
Yeah, and you were like
8 months pregnant.
Yeah, and you were also like, do I just go up there?
Yeah.
And then Jeff just goes, Shane. And I had to do like 30 minutes while they hammered a set back together.
God, it was so stupid.
Yeah.
It was such a bad
show. That was like, was that your first or second child?
That was my second kid.
Yeah. God. And then
so stupid.
I remember after I was like smoking a cigarette and I was sitting on it, I was like, just like, this was the fucking, you know, because you do that shit thinking like, oh, they'll like, this will get me in the family a little bit. Warm up shit if you're not a warm up act.
Yeah.
And I'm not a warm up act. And I was just sitting there smoking. And then Tom walked by and he was just like, great job. And I was like, thanks. And he goes, also, you're sitting on a generator smoking.
Oh. Such a gnarly guy. Well, the idea behind that was a great one. It was like, let's just shoot it in like the shittiest part of Las Vegas. And it'll be these comics that are saying crazy things and like, oh, pregnant. You know, I was 8 months pregnant. Like, that'll be funny.
And Joey and
Diaz,
Big J and Lisa. Like, great Yamanika.
It was fucking amazing. And then, but we had this director who was like, let's shoot a crazy opening. It was like the middle of summer.
Oh, was it Jeff? Was Jeff directing it?
I don't even remember now.
Yeah, because
I'm 8 months pregnant.
I think it was because he did my special too.
Same
guy.
That's
why. Because you guys did like a Ocean's 11 kind of spoofy thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And Diaz, you know, I've known him for a million years.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting at like a slot machine, like,
getting to do like the least
and
like, Anyway. Very much what can we depend on him to actually do?
So funny. Sattva Luxury Mattress Company. I love my Sattva mattresses. I just got another one. That's right. I got another one. I got the Lumen Leaf King to sleep on because I wanted to change it up and I love it. The delivery was easy. They come in, they take away your old mattress. It's just like the best, dude. Organic cotton, made in the USA. So soft, such a great product. And we love this company so much. Go to sattva.com/the shit to get $200 off your purchase. That's right, $200 off if you go to sattva.com/the shit. Why not upgrade your life, man? Go to sattva.com/the shit. Pick out a king size mattress. Why? You deserve it, but you don't deserve the king size price. And Sattva can give it to you for an affordable rate because they don't have the overheads that regular companies do that have storefronts and salespeople. Okay. Trust me. Try it out. Sattva.com/the shit to get $200 off your purchase. My closet was chaotic, crammed with a bunch of clothes, but nothing to wear. The game changer? Upgrading to high quality, affordable pieces from Quince. Now I have a wardrobe of luxury essentials that transition from one occasion to the next, and I stayed on budget. Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I mean, I love the quality of my Quince items. I love the jackets are so nicely made and soft. It really is just luxurious stuff for the right price. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/WMMA for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/WMMA to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/WMMA.
Yeah.
Anyway...
Yeah, sorry.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So you've got the brothers. I really don't, like I said, until you're a mother that has multiple, like more than one boy, it is so wild what boys They wake up and I can hear them running. So they wake up, feet hit the ground.
They just like go
and run. And the energy is boundless. And even when it's okay, it's time for bed, and they're still shaking in the bed and like doing, I'm like, dude, and the hygiene, you're right. The other day they rang the doorbell, the front doorbell, and then they left a box at the front. And I was like, oh God, what is in this? Is this a severed head? Is this a dead mouse?
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Yeah.
Human turds. Human turds. They put their own shit in a cardboard box and left it on my doorstep. And I was like, Tom,
the boys got you something.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Is that like, will you just... Yeah, for truly hideous.
Disgusting. But here's the thing, is that I'm so desensitized, thankfully, because of stand-up, and I'm around men a lot.
It's not, yeah, you're around enough crude behavior to be like...
But still, I think someone that's not acclimated to that, it's still a lot.
It's
disgusting.
Is it weird, since I guess you're the only woman in the house?
Yeah, barely. Late.
Is it alienating?
Because you're like, I had a female dog in the house at one point, and I was like, just
they put
me,
it down,
girl. No, my son has asthma, and we can't have a dog around him.
Yeah,
but there's just no feminine energy. It's fucking, you're a poor mother. So
yeah, well, that's like, my nephew is the 11 or 12 year old, whatever he is now. He's got no women in his life.
Oh,
and I very much worry about...
no women. So he's raised by his dad or...
My brothers.
Oh.
Yeah.
For sure. Because, listen, I went to an all-girls Catholic high school and our brother's school... No, in L.A. I was raised in L.A.
Okay.
But, and like our brother's school, we would go visit them, the all-boys school every now and then.
What a weird approach to like introducing sex. It's like a pack of lions meets a herd of deer. Crazy that they thought, okay, we'll keep them apart and then we'll just put them together one day.
Once a year.
Yeah, yeah. And just like vicious little boners and, and guys who just grope and.
Well, because so when they had this exchange day where you could go from the girls' school, you could volunteer to go to the boys' school, or the boys could come to the girls' school for one day. And like we were so judgy to the girls that went to the boys' school.
Whores. Did they end up being like
sluts? Yeah. Any they were whores, actually. Yeah. No, I don't even remember who fucking.
It'd be so funny if it played out that they're like, Janet was pregnant.
She's a fucking whore.
Yeah.
I just remember one time I was at the brother's school, it smelled like just nuts, like sweat socks, the hallways, and
just like cheesy, disgusting
balls. It's what
jujitsu, disgusting balls.
Yeah, it's what jujitsu smells like. My boys do that.
Okay,
and I go in there, I'm like, Jesus Christ,
like the mats are filthy.
Not that, because the place is sanitary.
No, but I mean, like the smell of
the dudes. Yeah, it's just dudes. You're like, ugh, well, fucking throw up. And they're like, Christina, you should try jujitsu. I'm like, I've got enough male stuff. I don't need balls in my face.
And guys
I don't
just keep shit.
Fucking like, ringworm.
I'll keep ratty old t-shirts that are going to smell even after I'll wash them. Yeah.
I know.
The scent just gets in everything. It gets in drawers and then it gets attached
to
nucleus.
I'm going to throw up. I can't. Okay. You know what the smell? There's like one guy in particular who we knew in LA and the comedies. I'm not gonna say who it is, but
can you tell me off mic?
He just smelled of bachelorhood. He just smelled like the smell is rotten bananas. You're laughing because and I've smelled it before in male roommates because it's like mold or it's jizz or something that it's jizz.
It's like filthy.
It smells
sauce.
Like moldy bananas. Yeah. Like old bananas. And anyway, this guy got married. He's got a family now. But every time I'd hug him, I was like, oh, the banana smell.
Is he civilized now?
He's totally happy.
The horse got broke kind of thing.
I haven't smelled him in a few years, actually.
What a weird sentence to say.
I haven't sniffed him. There's some good smelling men in comedy, though.
Yeah. I worry that I will like drift into bachelorhood like that. And I'll like... Like my godfather was that way. Like this guy Bobby, he just like greatest guy. Like everybody, he was so sweet. But like you're like his apartment, his house smell. You know, it was all this kind of shit. I was just like, and now I'm like, you know, single and in my 40s. And I'm like,
yeah,
God, I hope I don't like know that. I hope this shit isn't happening to me.
Right.
Are you and going, like, and yeah. I don't recognize it. Sure, you know, sure. Like I take extra precaution now.
You're going into WAG territory. It's weird alone guy territory.
Is that what you call it?
WAGs.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you either got to surrender to your WAGdom and just embrace it, or you got to make an effort to not be a weird alone guy. What are we going to do, Shane? That's your next special.
I'm not truly a blue-eyed It just evolves of like blue-eyed Mexican weird alone guy. Shane Torres, rest in peace, 2038.
I mean, do you have cats? These guys are all cat
fuck
guys.
No. Like, do you guys,
these guys are all cat guys.
That's so like, shameful.
So gay.
That's such a fucking beta move.
Like, beta.
Like, and I'm not one of these alpha meathead kind of guys, but like, that's cats. Come on. Be a man. Have
what's
a dog cats, or a bro? Horse. What?
Here's the problem.
What's wrong with cats, dog?
Do you, the smell? That the chemical smell. Cat brain
they
thing
dog
is.
Smell.
Not if you wash them. Cat smell is always there.
Nah, the, man, they clean themselves. What you mean? They don't smell.
You're talking to, and he's a huge cat guy proponent.
My cat smells great.
Yeah, cats you're, fuck, man.
Here's the thing. Everyone who thinks fuck. Their cats smell fine is used to the smell of their cat. It's the same thing as Christina was talking about with the, like, with the
bananas.
The, yeah, the banana. You guys don't know, but your apartments fucking stink. Like, they're it's disgusting. What's your cat's name?
My cat's name is Foozer.
Okay, for sure. Filthy.
Yeah.
Well, I do light a lot of incense.
That's not how you fix that.
That's not.
That's
God.
So gross.
That is the antithesis.
You just cover.
Oh, it's like what cat.
That's like when you would smoke weed and like put yeah. on a bunch of CK1 for your mom to smell.
Or you get into an Uber and the guy just smoked and he put cologne over the smell.
But yeah, like, it's fucking. That's like the. See, that's the shit I'm talking about. That, I don't want to go into that space. You guys are fucking miles ahead of me in the wagdom.
That's so true.
Well, I got a girl, so.
You have girlfriends. That's a
not
problem.
Not for long, man. That cat sticks around or she's gone.
I'm certainly getting there.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Wag how's the cat?
You. She's like 16 now. She's pretty old.
God, just put it down.
16-year-old cat. How long have you had this fucking cat for? Jesus Christ,
that's fucking
Chad.
Too much.
How? You've been weird for a long
time. It's just
time.
Like, it's not good. Cats are not. Time, yeah. The litter box smells. It's a process. Everyone thinks they clean them and they don't.
I agree with you, Shane. Listen, you're talking to team dog owners.
Yeah.
I agree. Listen, but these guys, they're all cat guys. They are sweet as can be. They've really changed my opinion.
You've got a real stable of cucks there.
Uh-oh. You just animated any. He's up. Listen to his, and no, these are guys, these are very, very masculine. They work at Studio Jeans. They can't be.
Yes.
Betas!
But yeah, okay, so what are we going to do? What do you think? I mean, do you foresee yourself having a wife and the kids?
I definitely want like someone to share my life. I know I want to have someone, like,
okay.
But I know they need to like have their own shit.
Yeah. She's got to have her own shit.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty career focused person, so
yeah.
As like most of us tend to be, but I actually do it. I don't like just say.
I know it's a big.
There's a difference
chasm between wanting to be a comic and then doing what it takes to be a comic.
For sure.
Yes, I agree.
But yeah, I definitely want someone to spend like time with. I see something like, you know, I want someone to be like to come home to and to come home to me and those kind of things.
That's
think.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of, like, because the older, so I've been with Tom for, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, the only reason, not the only reason, but one of the reasons we've worked for so long is I think because he and I, our mental illnesses match up really nicely together. Like,
yeah, flaws should match, like, flaws should complement each other as well.
Yeah, like, we're both the same level of avoidant. Because I think most comedians, obviously, there's a reason we do this because we can't deal with our feelings. And like,
yeah, there's like it's a survival skill for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you have someone who's just the right amount of avoidant.
Yeah. Oh,
just
man.
The right amount of a woman that's
I'm
avoidant.
Sure she's out there.
She's out there. She's mental.
Yeah. I need them to do their own thing and want to like leave me. And then I need to learn to not feel bad when they don't want to hang out. Like,
because then it's rejection. Yeah. Sure.
So those are like my big things.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they probably don't want to have kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just got to get an older broad.
Yeah.
You just need a broad in her 40s who's like the career is the most important thing, and then that's like perfect.
You know anyone?
Well, What is your aesthetic? What are you into?
Oh.
You know, it matters what makes your dick hard. That's what guys care about first. Yeah.
I think that's the same.
No.
Instantly.
Can I tell you why? For women is diff, because I've had boyfriends that have just spanned the spectrum of like, aesthetics. I've dated Asian guy for years. I was almost going to marry a Chinese guy. And then Russian
Parents
Jews, Puerto Ricans, one normal white guy.
What
just
bar
one
did they
blonde
walk into?
It's just that there was no type.
No, I'm not talking about type. Type is like I have type for sure, but I also I'm attracted to a lot of different kinds of women.
Oh.
Yeah. But, I thought you were saying in the way of when you say that's the thing that gets your dick's heart for aesthetics.
Yeah.
I think we all look into a room despite gender and look
there's no such thing as gender.
Yeah, I know.
Why do you have to bring that up?
despite man or woman, I think you look into a room, you're like, that's an attractive person.
Sure,
I would like to. I think that's the first thing we all do.
Sure.
Yeah. I think. And then I think, but here's what I think. I think women spending 2 minutes talking to a guy be like, well, I can see myself fucking.
Yeah, I've been ground
but
down.
I think it's always visual for everyone at first.
I've been talked into.
Yeah, you can get
guys,
charmed.
Guys of,
I don't know if I've ever been charmed by a woman so into somebody I was like, I'm not attracted to this. I don't think I've ever been
No.
Yeah. Yeah, no. But in your younger days,
talked into it.
Yeah.
You know, guess I'll fuck this guy. He's got a good personality.
He's
stupid.
He does his saw. He cleans his room.
Oh, it's just such,
it is like
such
it
darkness.
Is crazy how low the bar is.
Such darkness.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm puking just even remembering it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna do that. We're gonna find you a career broad.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
You don't have to have kids.
Somebody who nightlife's it, I think.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone who likes to sleep in too.
That's huge. You know, I think
the schedule's big.
You know, it sucks. I think the fundamentals of a relationship are: do you have the same rhythm of life? Meaning, if you go on vacation and one of you is like, okay, first we're going to go to this museum, and then we're going to go to the fountains, and then we're going to and you're like, I just want to sit in a cafe and drink coffee and look at people.
I think it's
difference.
You need you need to match up in that space, but you need to have someone who's I'm more of a cafe person, so I need someone who's a little bit let's do a music, let's do something.
One thing.
Yeah, I need somebody who's a little bit more of a planner with those things, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not crazy.
Not crazy, and then are you a daytime person or nighttime person? That matters. Are you sloppy? Are you neat?
Dog.
That's a huge one when you live with
filthy
people.
Are you?
Cat people. No, I am not filthy. Tom and I are both messy, but not filthy. I'm kind of...
You won't leave a mess.
Yes, I will.
No, I mean
I'm extremely retarded. I don't even see... I don't see mess. That's another reason I can have
boys. So if you cook dinner and there's pasta sauce all over the stovetop...
It stays there until the cleaning lady comes.
That would fucking blow my mind. That's insane to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
guess maybe
care.
I'm very clean then.
Then maybe you're very clean.
Yeah. So also, the cat thing, I'm realizing I had a horrible roommate. And she was a cat lady. And so maybe I don't hate cats as much as I thought because she was insane and would never clean the cat litter box. And do wild shit. So maybe I don't, maybe I just am still PTSDing
maybe
over this.
She sucks.
Oh, she was the worst. I'd love to say her name, but then.
I know, don't do that. I've had horrible roommates too in college. One guy, we rented a room out in our San Francisco flat. It was four or five of us.
Where'd you go to school?
University of San Francisco.
Yeah. I almost went to San Francisco State.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I had a lot of friends that went there. Still friends with them. Anyway, this guy had a fucking broken window in his room in San Francisco where it rains constantly.
Yeah,
and
and it's also chilly at night.
Didn't tell us about it until one day we happened to peek into the room. We're like, bro, your window's broken. And then he would take a carton of milk and just leave it in his room and it would curdle and molt. We're like, you're the grossest. No sheets on the bed. What a monster.
Yeah. No sheets on a bed.
That's fucking insane.
It's crazy. It's like when you're sleeping on burlap or
something.
Dude,
now that I think about it, it probably was mentally ill. Dude, and then my friend had a
Isn't it weird how you look back at it? And you're that person was
bipolar.
Or what? Or just out of their goddamn mind. And you're I was 20 and I was drunk. Yeah.
I had a friend who had a roommate in college. So you share a tiny dorm room. This girl would take off, she would have a period, take off her fucking maxi pad and then just leave it in the room. face up in the room. And then she'd call us. She'd be like, you guys got to come see this. And like we would all go into the room and just like look at the maxi pad. And she's like, what do I do? What
like
do I do?
She's like marking territory or something.
And we're like, well, you're not going to pick it up and throw it away because you're sending her the message that you're going to clean up after her. So we decided to put her bag, her backpack on top of the maxi pad with blood on it. Just to be like,
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, but also, Yeah, I had this.
That's filth. No, speaking of filth, men are gross, but women can be fucking filthy too.
Well, it's like there's like consistency filth with men. Like you're like they're always going to be dirty in the way they're dirty.
Yeah.
But then every once in a while, like a woman will be like, "I'm tired of this," and like
throw down a fucking glove. Wait, is that what your cat lady would do? I always imagine it being
she
a menstrual thing.
So there were three of us. And she, at one point, our other roommate was just staying at his girlfriend's a lot, so she just moved the cat litter box that stunk into his room.
Oh, what a pig.
She made a bunch of food one time in a pot of mine, and she just left it in the fridge for like, because I would be gone all the time on the road. For 2 months, it was just covered in mold and filled, like, just filled. And I was like, finally, I was like, hey, like, you got to clean this shit out of my pot. This is disgusting.
2 months.
Yeah, because I was gone. I was on the road, like, doing a bunch of different stuff. And I was just never home when I was home. Like, I would come in and then I was like, hey, you got to, like, you got to get, like, fix this. And she just threw all of my cookware away. And I was like, that's not what you were supposed to do either. And then when I moved out, I was like, do you want the couch? And she goes, yeah, I want the couch. And I was like, great. And then a year later, she was moving out of the apartment. She texted me. She was like, "You have to. We need to move the couch." Like, just shit. Like, she was disgusting and filthy and inconsiderate in this way that was like, she, if I gave you a couch and we lived together a year and I moved out a year later, you wouldn't be like, Shane's obliged to help me move this sofa.
The statute of limitations on that couch is gone.
As soon as you take, like, it was shit like that and just hair everywhere.
Oh, I hate that. Is it brown or black?
It's like stringy, dirty blonde hair.
Oh, dirty blonde. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those and blondes don't really show up.
Wild body odor issues.
That's this lady. That's like, another level, bro. Yeah, when I was in San Francisco, there was a lot of body odor issues.
Yeah,
in general.
She's from San Francisco. And
nailed it.
She was beautiful.
Did she wear patchouli?
No.
To cover up the stink?
No.
Kind of like lighting
incense
to
cover
up
cat shit.
Cat shit.
Yeah. no. And the weird thing is, like, she was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then she would, like, go on a date, and it'd be like, she never. Like, the scent would kill the date. Because she'd be, like, on dating apps or whatever. And then
she's mental, too. Sounds like she's
I think so.
I think we both had, like, mentally ill roommates.
And I don't, like, the thing is, I have no sympathy for her. Like, I'm like, fuck this person. They made my life horrible.
I know. Because they're just misery to live with.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. We should be sympathetic, but I'm not.
I can't.
Either.
The amount of forgiveness I don't have in my heart anymore. it's really dissipating. It's like it's devaluing like the American dollar.
I know. I don't care. Well, on that note, I gotta go, Shane Torres. Listen, check out his new special, The Blue-Eyed Mexican. It is on Bert Kreischer's YouTube channel. Where did you film it?
We did it at the Sultan Room in Brooklyn, this little indie rock club.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah,
that sounds really fun.
Yes, it's neat. Yeah, it's a good spot. Lots of good bands.
And Bert and Leanne produced it.
Yeah, actually.
Cool.
I went up to Bert to thank him on the night of the special, you know, like, hey, thank you so much. He goes, it was just all, like, liquored up. And he just goes, you'd be surprised how little I had to do with this. And it was like, Leanne, like, really pushed over.
She does the work.
She's fucking awesome.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got her own podcast, Wife of the Party, too, so check her out.
Check out my episode.
Oh, very cool. Yeah,
on my
thank you for stopping by. Have fun while you're in Austin.
Thanks for having me.
I love you so much.
It's great to see you.
And until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye. Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?